Ki mitzion teitse Torah udavar Hashem miYerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chana Deutsch from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning together about the blessing of Vitein Bracha, in which we ask Hashem to bless us with parnasa, financial sustenance. The blessing goes as follows. Barech aleinu Hashem Elokeinu et hashana hazot ve'et kol minei tfuata letova ve'ten bracha al pnei ha'adama ve'saveinu mituvecha uvarech shnateinu kishanim hatovot. Baruch hata Hashem mevarech hashanim. Bless for us, O God, our God, this year, and all the varieties of its produce for the best, and bestow a blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years. Blessed be you, God, who blesses the years. The concept of sustenance and financial stability is a powerful topic, as it can bring up a lot of feelings and emotions within us. While our physical needs and quality of life are very dependent on the money that we have access to, we can also feel guilty or shameful for worrying about or even wanting financial success. Many women have what we call money stories, where we struggle to feel comfortable within our interactions with money, spending money, earning money, giving it to, and even receiving it from others. And interestingly, it has been noted that many of the stories we have with money relate to our issues in other areas of life, particularly in our relationships with those we love most. And when women heal their relationship with money, they can find improvement in so many other areas of their lives as well. As when we work on a fear or belief that we have with money, it impacts all the areas of our lives that this story was affecting. So how can we do that? This blessing shows us how to begin that process. In it, we start by acknowledging that having Hashem's blessing of sustenance is part of our relationship with Him, and therefore is not something to feel bad or guilty for thinking about. It is not base or below us, but an integral part of the reality of the world, and a big way that we can look for and see Hashem in our lives, since what we have is ultimately dependent on Him. We can also see the important reality about money, which is that its value is only as potential, as a means rather than an ends. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, in his commentary on the Siddur, points out that the blessing uses the words bless for us and for the best, because, as he says, a year may be blessed and still not afford blessings to us. It is possible for the land to give produce, for our bank accounts to be filled, and for us to not be able to benefit from it due to our mistakes, our choices, the challenges in our relationships, and happenings in the world outside of our control. Therefore, he says, we ask Hashem not only to bless us with sustenance, but for it to bring happiness and prosperity to our homes. What I hear in his words are the keys to healing our relationship with money. As we see our wealth as an expression of a gift from Hashem, as well as a means of connecting and creating joy in our lives, then we no longer have to deny the necessity, the emotions, the challenges, and the joys that money can bring forth, and we can look to use, earn, and appreciate the blessing that it can bring. Thank you for learning together.